3:28 to go in the first quarter. We finally got our text problems resolved. Warriors with an 8-0 lead here against the Woodburn girls. Woodburn Bulldogs, we'll get that name right there. And Warriors with the ball, 3:23 to go, 8-0 Warriors in the first quarter. Good man-to-man full-court defense so far by the Warriors. Warriors ball inbound to Keeley. Ball knocked out of bounds off of her. It's going to be Warrior basketball. Going to retain possession on that. So Morgan will inbound as the Warriors stack it up on the left side of the key underneath their own basket. Triggers it into Maylin Williams. Out on top, Maylin crosses over her girl, then gets it back to Keeley. Sets a screen for her. Keeley down the middle. Still going. Spins. Up. Misses. Rebound. Knocked out of Brown's hands and picked up by number 14. I'll work on their names here. That's Santillan. She misses a shot at the other end. Ball's loose. Dummler with the rebound. Dummler hands it to Croxford. Croxford works her way up the middle. Gets it to Keeley. Back to Morgan. Morgan. Bounce pass down low to Lillianne. Lillianne works. Fakes one way, gets it back to Keeley in the corner. She loses the dribble off her foot and out of bounds. Bulldog basketball. They're going to inbound full court. Man pressure still by the Warriors. They get it into Prescott. Prescott pushes up the floor, knocked away by Graham. Picked up by Castro. Castro throws it baseline. They kick it back out to Bustamante. I'm going to like saying that name. And she resets the offense to Santillan. Santillan working Graham on her. Ball knocked away by Graham and out of bounds. Yes, they're going to say it was tipped, so it's going to be Bulldog basketball. Hatch into the game, replaces Dummler. Still 8-0 Warriors, 2.5 minutes to go, first quarter. It's going to be Bulldog basketball right in front of the Warrior bench here at their end of the floor. Try to throw it down low off the hands of Castro and out of bounds, Warrior basketball. A couple of Bulldogs coming into the game. Jacobucci and Garcia into the game for the Bulldogs. Graham with the basketball. It's Graham, Croxford, Williams, Hatch, and Brown in the game for the Warriors. Graham surveys the court, swings it left for Brown, puts up a deep two. That one's long. Rebound by Jacobucci. She gets it out to Bustamante, who is then tied up. We're going to have a jump ball. Nice job by Maylin Williams. Alternating possession goes to the Warriors. So good little pressure defense there by the freshman Williams. 2:07 to go first quarter, 8-0 Warriors. Morgan with the ball. Croxford breaks down her man right at the top of the key. Gets all the way to the basket and scores! Nice job, Morgan Croxford. Her first 2 points of the game, and it's 10-0 Warriors. That's a nice little move. Man-to-man defense crossed over the girl guarding her at the top of the key and just blew by her. Bustamante with the ball. Backs down on Hatch. Now kicks it over to Santillan. Santillan to Kent. They try to throw down low and stolen by Brown. Nice job by Sam there. And gets it to Morgan. Morgan pushes up the middle of the floor. Nobody picks her up. She gets all the way into the key. Out to Brown. Brown, 15-footer right side. A little long. Misses. Ball tipped and picked up by Bustamante. Bustamante tries to get it to the guard and stolen by Graham. Graham spins, goes back to the right hand, misses. A little up and under. Ball's loose, and we're going to have a foul on Keeley, I think, as she rides Santillan all the way to the ground. I think it's going to be Keeley's first foul. Into the game, Alyssa Plummer. She's going to replace Morgan Croxford. 10-0 Warriors. We're going to have a timeout here taken by Woodburn, I believe. Let's see what they give us here. 30-second timeout. So we will stay right here, not take this anywhere. Hey, we want to thank you for putting up with our slow setup here this morning. We had some issues with some connectivity here in Staten. We're on day two of the tournament here, and the Staten Eagles hosting this 8-team tournament. And the Warrior girls lost yesterday, didn't have the services of Shayla McLean or of Catherine McMullen or of Kaya Rosenbaum. Rosenbaum's still out today. McMullen and McLean both back in uniform. So McLean did not start this game, though. She is on the bench and available, though, so we'll see when and if she gets into the game. Inbound knocked away by Hatch and out of bounds as Bustamante trying to get it in against this full-court man pressure the Warriors are applying. They'll try it again underneath the Warrior basket. They try to throw long. They can't do it. Still struggling. Finally gets a pass in to Santillan. Santillan loses the ball out of bounds. Going to be Warrior basketball. Good pressure defense there by Keely Graham to force that turnover. 1:13 to go in the first, 10-0 Warriors. Williams takes the inbound and gets it back to Graham to set the offense up. Graham with Santillan on her. Gets it to Brown. Brown tries to hand it off to Graham. Now she goes in the corner to Hatch on the left corner. Swings it back out on top to Plummer. Plummer, nice bounce pass underneath to Williams. Williams turns and scores. Maylin Williams, the nice post move down there, makes it a 12-0 game. Warriors back in their man pressure. They get it into Santillan. Santillan working on Graham, tries to throw it long off the hands of Jacobucci, and then she swings the ball kind of back behind her, and it goes off of Brown's leg and out of bounds. Warriors should have had a turnover there. Ironically, if Brown just hadn't played any defense, they would have had a turnover. And Jacobucci again throws it off of Brown as she's off balance and trying to stay inbounds. Woodburn ball again. Far sideline, top of the key extended to the sideline. They throw it in. Ball's loose, stolen by Williams. Williams pushes it ahead to Graham. Graham takes it in all by herself, lays it up and in. Nice job by Maylin Williams to get the steal. And while she's laying on the floor, she just shoves the ball ahead. And then we're going to have a foul on Graham on the inbound as she takes out Santillan. It'll be Graham's second, I believe. And that'll bring in Kendra Knuth. 14-0 Warriors, 31 seconds to go. Graham out, Knuth in. Kendra's seen some early time today. So Warriors want to play full court man defense, and that girl can do it. She's dogging Santillan. We're going to have a foul push on Williams as she bumps Kent on the dribble. Bumps Oliva on the dribble. So it'll be back to Woodburn basketball underneath Warriors basket. 28 seconds to go, first quarter, 14-0 Warriors. There's a long baseball pass thrown. Santillan chases it down, throws up a tough shot, misses. Knuth with the rebound. Good job by Kendra. Kendra tied up by Santillan. Now dribbles out of it, dribbles into the corner, gets trapped, throws it back to Williams. Williams pushes it up across half court. Still going all the way into the lane, pulls up at about 12 feet, loses the ball. Knuth picks it up at the top of the key. Gets it over to Plummer. Plummer drives baseline right side, pulls up. She's fouled. Alyssa will go to the line to shoot two. Nice job by Plummer to be aggressive in taking that ball to the basket. Alyssa with a chance to get her first point of the night here. It's Plummer, Brown, Knuth, Hatch, and Williams on the floor for the Warriors. Free throw way short for Plummer. Should get another one here. 8.9 seconds to go in the first quarter. 14-0 right now. Warriors doing a really nice job on this 5A Woodburn squad. Misses the second one. Ball chased down by Jacobucci. She gets the ball in the hands of Oliva. Oliva gets the ball ahead to number 12. That is Garcia, and she misses the shot at the buzzer. So after one quarter, Warriors lead 14-0 here in a nice little turnabout from yesterday's game against YC. We'll take a quick break and be right back. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC.
Sears Hometown Store and the home of America's appliance experts says go McMinnville Grizzlies. Sears, 1621 Northeast Baker Street, McMinnville, says stop by when you have questions and stop by. We'd like to get to know you. Need to sell or need to buy property? Stacy McGeehee of Berkshire Hathaway McMinnville is the real estate agent who wants to meet your goals and exceed your expectations. All areas of real estate. Licensed since 2006. Call 971-237-9306. You're in good hands with Stacy McGeehee. When you need a new heater or air conditioner for your home, go to Frank Webster Heating and Air Conditioning, the best in Carrier brand heat pumps. Free bids on new equipment and competitive pricing. 1020 Southeast 1st Street, McMinnville, 472-6597.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Start of the second quarter here at the State and Tournament. Warriors in the second round action of the loser's bracket here, playing the Woodburn Bulldogs. Warriors lead this 14-0 after one quarter. Excellent man-to-man defense by the Warriors. Inbound pass taken by Jacobucci, and the ball stolen by Knuth as she tries to hand it off to one of the guards. Knuth gets it to Williams up the left side to Hatch. Hatch in the corner hits Brown. Brown spins to the basket, takes it up, and scores! Sam Brown with a nice move there. She gets herself on the board, her first two of the game. There's a long baseball pass ahead intended for Garcia. She cannot chase it down. It's going to be Warrior basketball. So the only way that they've gone to trying to break this man-to-man pressure really is to try to throw the ball downfield And every time they've thrown that ball long, it's been over the head of the intended player and out of bounds. Warriors get it in. Jenna Lopez into the game now. Williams with the ball. Foul line, gets it to Lopez. Lopez penetrates down left side, goes to Hatch in the corner, back to Williams on the left wing. Little pump fake, gets in the lane, up, misses her shot, rebound by number 8. That's Gabrielle into the game, or Gabrielle. Gabrielle pushes it up the right side. High dribble, loses the ball. They're going to call a foul on, I think, Maylin Williams. That's going to be her second foul, I think, of the game. They do not put the fouls up on the scoreboard here, and so if I don't track them myself, it's hard to keep track of what's going on. All right, to the foul line for the Bulldogs, number 8, Gabrielle, misses the first one. She'll have one more. Second one is up and good, and they are on the scoreboard. 16-1 Warriors. Maylin Williams with the ball, brings it across half court, surveys things, crosses over, gets to the foul line, now kicks it out to Lopez. Head fake, gets it back into the lane, and then throws it away, looking for Plummer, and Plummer cut one way, and Lopez threw the other, out of bounds. So back to Woodburn basketball. They get it in to number 8, that's Gabrielle. Gabrielle gets it ahead to Kent. Kent back to Gabrielle. Gabrielle goes down on the left side to Castro. She backs down on Lopez, spins back to the right hand. Lopez blocks it, and then Castro gets it back and gets fouled on the shot attempt, and so she'll go to the line to shoot two. Warriors playing with entirely second string or lower players here as all the starters are on the bench getting a break with this 15-point lead, 6:51 to go in the second. Castro's first free throw is good. She'll have one more. Checking into the game, number 5, Victoria Rodriguez for Woodburn. Second free throw for Castro is up and short. Rebound tipped, and Hatch can't hang on to it. Chased down on the sideline by Oliva. They reset the offense, swing it right side to Rodriguez. She backs down, now back out to Oliva. Oliva, head fake on Williams, picks up her dribble. Hits Kent. Kent, top of the key, dribbles down to the left side, steps through, puts up a wild shot. No good. Brown with the rebound. Brown double-teamed down in the key, finally gets it out, and then it's stolen by Rodriguez. She loses the ball, picked up by Gabrielle. Gabrielle back out on top to Bustamante, and they reset. Gabrielle right side, tries to go down low. She does. There's a nice up-and-under fake by Castro. She misses the shot, picked up by Kent. She puts up short jumper on the baseline. No good, and Lopez with the rebound. And then Lopez throws it away. Kent with the steal, pulls up at the foul line, and banks it in. So Warriors not taking very good care of the basketball here right now. Lopez to Williams. Williams works up the right side, gets it across half court. 5:55 to go here in this first half, 16-4 Warriors. And we got a three-second call on Brown as Williams was too slow to get the ball into her. Brown didn't realize she'd been in there that long and didn't get back out. 5:50 in the second. Maples getting set to check in. They get it into Gabrielle. Gabrielle weaves through traffic, picks up a dribble, and gets it to Kent. Kent working the left side on Plummer, pulls up on the baseline and kicks it back out to Rodriguez. Rodriguez now to Gabrielle. Gabrielle into the mid post to Kent, spins baseline, gets to the other side, kicks it out to Rodriguez. She picks up a dribble and gets it back to Kent. Kent spins back to her left, puts up a tough shot, and makes it. Taya Kent with her second basket, and it's 16-6 Warriors. 5:24 remaining in the first half. It's a pass ahead to Lopez. Tough shot underneath. Can't put it up and in. Good pass by Williams to find Lopez cutting. They push it back up the left side of the floor. Gabrielle all the way to the basket, pulls up and hits it. So Reg may be in need of a timeout here pretty soon if this continues. 5:07 to go, first half, 16-8. This is a 7-0 run here for the Bulldogs. Williams with the ball over to Lopez on the left wing. Goes down low on the baseline to Hatch, and she hits the 18-footer. Nice job, Hannah Hatch, with her first bucket of the tournament. And then ball knocked out of bounds off of Kent. Nice job by Williams. And now here comes some reserves. So Maples, I think, will come in along with McLean for the first time in the tournament. And Croxford and Graham and Hatch will stay. So Morgan going to inbound it. They're going to box it up here underneath their own basket. Right side gets it into McLean in the corner. Down to Graham on the right wing. Graham back in the corner to Croxford. Fakes the three. Now dribbles in. All the way to the basket. Gets fouled. No call. Somebody just grabbed her left arm. McLean with the rebound. Puts it up. No good. Battling for it. Kent comes out of there with it. Kent pushes up the left side. Croxford back on defense to slow her down. And Kent misses the tough shot. Ball's loose. And Graham comes out of there with it, as Graham does so often. She works up the right sideline and draws a foul on one of the Bulldog players. 18-8 Warriors. Not sure who that foul was called on, but that's a six-team foul on both teams now. Pass into Croxford, tipped by Kent. Croxford gets it back. She penetrates all the way into the lane, finds McLean down on the right baseline, and she lays it up and in. Shayla McLean, just like that, making an impact. Croxford knocked down the defender. They didn't make a call either way on that, and so the Warriors get the basket. Kent gets it to Rodriguez. Rodriguez dribbles it off her foot, gets it back, tied up, and she throws it away. Croxford gets it back to McLean. McLean puts it up and misses the shot underneath. That was a tough shot. She could have gathered herself and done better. Rodriguez with the rebound gets it to Kent. Kent tied up by Croxford. Croxford tries to help Kent back up, making sure she's okay. Good job by Morgan. As Kent turned, Morgan just got both hands on the ball and ripped it out of her hands, but they called a jump ball before the ball popped loose. Croxford to inbound on the far sideline. Warriors end of the court, just across half court. Gets it into McLean. McLean back to Croxford, and they'll set things up. Under 4 minutes to go now in the second quarter, 20-8 Warriors. Croxford, top of the key, surveying things, goes left angle to McLean. Now to Maples at the top of the key. She penetrates, back out to McLean. McLean, 10-footer, no good. Rodriguez with the rebound. Rodriguez shuffles it ahead to Castro. Castro goes all the way and scores. McLean did not realize Castro was behind her. She had her head turned, and Castro went right past her. Warriors up 20-10. 3.5 to go, first half. Croxford to the foul line. Goes right angle. Keeley for three. Looks good. Just a little long. Hatch with a weak side rebound. She can't hang on to it. Ball knocked out of her hands by Rodriguez and out of bounds. Warrior basketball on their own baseline. Croxford will trigger it in. It'll be about 8 feet to the left of the key. Warriors screen across. Looking for something here. There's nothing. Finally lob it into McLean. She missed, times her jump, and it goes over her hand. She had it. She just dumped a little too soon. There's a push ahead to Kent on the right side. She pulls up, shoots over McLean, misses a shot. Maples with the rebound. Pulled out of her hands by Kent. She steps through, up and under, and scores. Again, Warriors not taking good enough care of the basketball. Kent with 6 points here in the first half. Graham dribbles to the top of the key, right side. Hatch looks good. Just a little short. Rebound by McLean. Puts it up and in. Nice job by Shaylin doing the dirty work there on the offensive glass. Pass into Kent. Still got full court man going here for the Warriors. There's the pass. And then Croxford steps in front, steals, gets it ahead to Graham. Graham lays it up and in. Misses. Hatch tips it back to Graham. Graham wheels back in, finds Croxford cutting on the right side and hits it. Nice pass by Keely Graham as she spun back to the middle and found Croxford cutting baseline on the right side for the lay-in. There's Graham with a steal now on the inbound. She goes all the way in, hits a hatch. Hatch back out to Croxford, and we're going to have a foul on Kent. Kent checking to make sure that Hatch is okay as she tripped over and landed on top of her. Good sportsmanship out there by both teams. 2:22 to go in the first half. 24-12 Warriors. That's the seventh team foul against Woodburn, so that will put Hannah Hatch on the line. Maples out and Dummler back in. Job by Emily. So Hatch will step to the line to shoot. 1-1. A couple of substitutions here by Woodburn. Jacobucci back into the game. They got some fun names to say. They got Jacobucci, Bustamante. There's a Santillan. All kinds of names I haven't seen before. Free throw, no good. McLean with the rebound. Her shot blocked. Got to get some elevation there. She gets it back. Kicks it out to Graham. Graham baseline to Dummler. Dummler lays it up and in. Nice pass. Keely Graham to find Lillianne Dummler down on the baseline, and the Warriors go up 26-12. Kent working against Croxford full court. Croxford gets a little rub screen there. They get it into the hands of Mann. Mann loses the ball. McLean with the interception there. Gets it ahead to Croxford. Croxford getting bumped. Takes it all the way down the right side. Lays it up and in. Morgan exerting herself a little bit offensively here in the second quarter. She's got 6 points, and there's a steal by McLean on the inbound. Throws a lob to Croxford, reverse lane, up and in, it scores, and fouled. Morgan Croxford, little circus shot there. What a pass from McLean. She gets a steal, throws a dime to Croxford on the right box area. Croxford had a defender on her. just kind of turned sideways on her, flipped it up off the backboard, rolled it around the rim and in, and drew the foul. Croxford to the line to shoot one, and rims it in and out. McLean battling for it, can't come out of there with it. Castro gets the rebound. So a missed free throw there. And then we've got a carry called against Woodburn, and so that's going to be a turnover on the drive. Hatch out and Drade back in. So it's Dumbler, Croxford, Graham, Andrade, and McLean in the game. 30-12 Warriors. 10-0 run for them. I think this was 20-12 here a few minutes ago. A good job by the Warriors to get this going again. There's a pass to Graham as she cuts to the basket. Assist from Dumbler. Graham lays it up and in. Got some good motion there off the high pick. There's the pass to Santillan. She works up the left side, weaves all the way to the basket with the left hand, misses it. She got a travel in there. Nice job by McLean to come over and help. Warriors get it on the turnover, up 20-32-12. 1:17 to go in the first half. Graham calling out the play, five out. Castro knocked away from behind, but the Warriors can't save it. It goes out of bounds off of either Shaylin or Keeley there, and it's going to be with 40 seconds to go in the first half. Woodburn ball left side of the key underneath her own basket on the baseline. They get the ball to Mann. Mann with a two-hand set shot. Haven't seen that since the 50s. And she misses. Ball goes out of bounds off of the Warriors on the rebound. They'll stack it up on the right side of the key now. Triggered into Mann. Mann starts to drive. Gets tied up by McLean. Jump ball. And then we've got a technical. I'm not sure what the technical was. Let me see if I can hear. Give me a second. Still waiting to hear. Oh, okay. So they said that Mann threw an elbow after the jump ball, and they called a technical foul on her. And coach brings her out. And the official now explaining this to Woodburn coach, saying, hey, after the jump ball, we've blown the whistle. She threw an elbow. Dumbler goes to the foul line to shoot two technicals. Misses the first one. Warriors a struggle from the foul line today. That's Lily's second miss. She's got 9 points in the game. See if she can get to double digits here with his second free throw. It's going to be Warrior ball after this. She hits the second one. So 10 for Lily, first half, 36-12 Warriors, 31.6 seconds to go. In the second quarter, Warrior basketball at half court, far sideline. Graham to inbound. Throws it long to Croxford, cut to the basket, lays it up, and in! Nice pass. Graham to Croxford. Croxford with the bucket. What a great pass and a good cut by Croxford to backdoor her man on the far side of the court. That's about a 30 or 40-foot pass there. And we're going to have a foul on the drive. It's going to put... going to be a foul on Croxford, and it's going to put, looks like, Oliva on the line to shoot two. 15 seconds to go, first half. There's about 15 fans here total for this 9 o'clock game, and that's about the way that usually goes. Oliva hits the first. One more for her. 38-13, pending this free throw. She makes them both, so 38-14. Leva with her first 2 points of the game. Graham pushes it up the right side to Croxford, 12 seconds to go. Croxford starts to dribble. Ball gets knocked away. Dumbler picks it up, swings it to Graham on top. 7 seconds now. Looks down to McLean. McLean with a turnaround hook shot, and she scores. Shayla McLean with 6 in the first half here, and then the ball is thrown away, but it doesn't matter. 40-14 at the end of the first half for the Warriors. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back. Get you some totals. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. We'll be right back.
The American Legion is the nation's largest and most respected veterans organization. We take the lead in supporting veterans and their families throughout Oregon every day. We have service officers and local Legion posts throughout the state to help all veterans with VA claims, employment, housing, and education benefits, whether you're a Legion member or not. The Oregon American Legion, veterans serving in communities statewide. Find out more at orlegion.org.
Need to
dig a trench, or plan a wedding? Your first stop needs to be Botten's Equipment and Event Rental. From a cotton candy machine to a trencher and everything in between. At Botten's, your family. 2800 Northeast Lafayette Avenue in Mac. 472-1559. Street Level Radio, KLYC, reminding you to pick up your copy of The Bulletin Board. It's a weekly publication serving Sheridan, Willamina, and Grand Ronde. It's free, comes out every Wednesday, and is filled with information and activities and advertising supporting the West Valley. We get a lot of our information from The Bulletin Board. Good folks there in the West Valley. Free, pick one up today. Again, serving Sheridan, Willamina, Grand Ronde, and available each and every Wednesday. AM 1260 KLYC is Street Level Radio.
Welcome back. Halftime here of the Warriors and Woodburn Bulldogs girls varsity second round matchup at the Santiam Eagles, Santiam High School, or State and High School. Why did I say Santiam? State and High School Eagles tournament. Warriors lead 40-14 after two quarters. They led 14-0 after the first, and so they outscored them 26-14 in the second quarter, with a lot of deep bench players getting some significant minutes there in the second quarter. Nice of Reg to be able to get those minutes for them here in this varsity action. Good experience for them. Warriors are led in the first half by Dumbler and Croxford with 10 each. Lillian had a three-pointer in there and three two-pointers and one free throw. Croxford had 5 2-point field goals. Warriors, though, from the foul line, not doing very well. I'll tell you about that in just a second here. Keely Graham and Shayla McLean with 6 each. McLean, all of her damage in the second quarter. She didn't play in the first quarter. And then Brown, Hatch, Williams, and Morrison with 2 each to round out the scoring. Warriors in the first half. Keely Graham made a couple of free throws. Lillian made 1. So they made 3 total free throws out of 10 attempts. So 3 out of 10. Not very good from the foul line. Not as bad as the boys were yesterday. The boys missed their first 12 free throws yesterday. And at one point, when they missed those 12 free throws, they had a, I want to say, like a 14-point lead, 16-point lead, something like that. Should have been up by in the 20s. And it was just ridiculous, and all those kids were just kind of shaking their head, got a little contagious on them. But then they fixed that and started making some after that. You just got to get the right people at the line. Boys will play tonight at 4:30, so make sure that you tune in then. We'll be on the air hopefully just a few minutes before that, and won't have any technical difficulties this afternoon, I assume. So we've got about 6.5 minutes here before the start of the third quarter, so we're going to send this out to some commercials so I can get a little bit of a break. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC.
The home of quality Napa brand parts. When you want quality and you want experienced people to help you out, it's Davison Auto Parts. Several locations in Yamhill County, including in McMinnville. Davison Auto Parts says, go McMinnville Grizzlies. Big company support with small town service in electrical, security, communications, and industrial control. That's D&D Electrical in McMinnville. 20 licensed electricians and 20 full-size response vehicles ready to take care of your needs. They pride themselves with providing their customers with the very best people and very best equipment in the industry. Very few companies of their type can provide the service and support at the level they deliver. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and ready to go to work for you right now. It's D&D Electrical McMinnville. Fastenal McMinnville is your one-stop shop for all fasteners. If it's a rivet or a bolt, doesn't matter. They have it or can get it. You can also ship large items to another Fastenal store anywhere in the country for about $150. Fastenal McMinnville, 435-1101. Golden Valley Restaurant and Brewery. Old-fashioned quality, handcrafted cuisine. Golden Valley is one of only 13 restaurants in the U.S. raising their own beef, and you can taste the difference. Golden Valley Restaurant in Mac, corner of Johnson and 3rd Streets.
Thank you. My car's like new. J&W Car Star will do the same for you.
At J&W Car Star, we say, come see the people who care. We really mean that. Our team is dedicated to customer satisfaction. Your satisfaction is as important as fixing the car.
J&W Car Star Collision Repair. Come see the people who care. Thank you. My car's like new. J&W Car Star will do the same for you.
If you've been involved in an auto accident, where would you take your car to be fixed? I hope you say J&W CarStar. We have been here for decades repairing cars with excellence. Trust us to fix your car right.
J&W CarStar Collision Repair. Come see the people who care. Thank you. My car's like new. J&W CarStar will do the same for you.
You have a doctor, a dentist, and maybe even a massage therapist, but do you know where to tow your car after an accident? Tell the tow truck driver, take it to J&W CarStar, then relax. We'll take it from there.
J&W CarStar Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.
Transitions in life, especially including the passing of a loved one. Macy and Son of McMinnville is there to make it easier on you and your family by taking care of all of the multitude of decisions. Macy and Son, McMinnville.
When people come to Newburgh Ford, they're often amazed at how many pre-owned cars and trucks we have. Sometimes they'll even ask, how do you get so many? Well, over the last few years, Newburgh Ford has had the good fortune of selling the most new Fords in our Oregon dealer group, which means we get a tremendous amount of trade-ins, virtually all makes and all price ranges. And since we know where they come from, we can sell them with confidence. So if you're looking to save money by purchasing a quality used vehicle, come see us at Newburgh Ford, where we just work harder for you. With unbeatable recreation and plenty of snow, the Northwest is perfect for Ford conversion vans, two-wheel drive and 4x4s. And the only place to buy them is right here at Newburgh Ford. We sell 4x4 conversion vans, both passenger and cargo, to businesses and individuals all across the country. Need a custom van interior for recreation or a mobile office? We can handle it. And nobody beats a Newburgh Ford price. So come and see us at Newburgh Ford, where we just work harder for you.
Sears Hometown Store and the home of America's appliance expert says go McMinnville Grizzlies. Sears, 1621 Northeast Baker Street, McMinnville, says stop by when you have questions and stop by. We'd like to get to know you. Need to sell or need to buy property? Stacy McGeehee of Berkshire Hathaway McMinnville is the real estate agent who wants to meet your goals and exceed your expectations. All areas of real estate. Licensed since 2006. Call 971-237-9000. You're in good hands with Stacy McGeehee. When you need a new heater or air conditioner for your home, go to Frank Webster Heating and Air Conditioning, the best in Carrier brand heat pumps. Free bids on new equipment and competitive pricing. 1020 Southeast 1st Street, McMinnville, 472-6597.
The American Legion is the nation's largest and most respected veterans organization. We take the lead in supporting veterans and their families throughout Oregon every day. We have service officers and local Legion posts throughout the state to help all veterans with VA claims, employment, housing, and education benefits, whether you're a Legion member or not. The Oregon American Legion, veterans serving in communities statewide. Find out more at orlegion.org.
Hey, whether you're looking to start a new project or just in need of repairs, call the experts at McMullen Electric. McMullen will make sure the job gets done right and at a fair price. You can trust this locally owned and operated company to treat you as a valuable client no matter what size the job. Call to get your electrical needs met, 503-435-9487. That's 503-435-9487. Well, welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Halftime here of the girls matchup between your Warriors and the Woodburn Bulldogs. Warriors lead 40-14 at halftime. Easy matchup here for the Warriors. Woodburn's a 5A school. Just does not have a good girls basketball program at all. As you know, if you've been following the Warriors this year, it's been a fairly good start to the season. They've had a few rough spots here and there. I think the biggest challenge has been just getting consistency within games. They show spurts where they play about as well as anybody, especially on the defensive end. And then they show spurts where they play about as bad as anybody. So Woodburn basketball here to start the third quarter. They dump it inside, try to get it back out. There's a jump shot from the foul line by Castro, and she misses, and Graham pulls down the rebound. Works up the right side on Kent. puts the brakes on about 25 feet now out to the top of the key to Croxford. Morgan surveys the court. Man-to-man defense goes to Dumler in the mid post on the left side. She backs it out now when there's nobody open on the cut. Gets it back in the hands of Croxford, and they'll reset the offense. And Reg takes a timeout, and he wants a 30-second timeout right away. He is not happy with that offensive set as they came down. Nobody doing what they were supposed to be doing there, apparently. Hey, if you're hungry for some great barbecue and you love that mouth-watering, slow-smoked flavor, it sounds like you need to get to Uncle Jack's Barbecue on Highway 99 in Amity. Janelle makes sure that every bite is absolutely delectable. So whether it's ribs, burgers, or brisket, stop by for lunch or dinner Monday through Saturday. And don't forget, full-service catering is available for those special events. Uncle Jack's, it's dadgum good. Kind of sounds good for lunch today, I'm going to tell you. Maybe Janelle will whip up something special. Go in there and get a salad and get some pulled pork on top of that. Blue cheese dressing and mix it with some spicy barbecue sauce. Doesn't get much better than that for a salad. McLean down low, turns on the right-handed hook shot. She's fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot two. Foul will be on number 33, Joe Cabucci. McLean with 6 points in the first half. Get two free throws here. First one is long. I'll tell you what, the Warriors really need to work on this free throw shooting. This is something that's going to come back to bite them in close games if they don't get this solved. You cannot be a 30% foul shooting team. She misses a pair. Can't be a 30% foul shooting team and expect to have success in the postseason when the games get a lot tighter. They're going to have their work cut out for them against a couple of opponents there in the West Valley League, and those free throws could really come back to bite them. There's a couple of missed shots underneath by number 11. That's Castro. Rebound pulled out by Dumler. There's a pass ahead to Andrade, to McLean. McLean misses the running lay-in there on the right side. Should have had that. And Kent brings the ball up the floor. Kent works the left side, now backs it out. Graham on her. Out on top to Bustamante. Bustamante swings it back to Kent on the right side as she goes through the key. And they get it into Mann. Mann throws up a wild shot. Rebound by Dumler. She finally secures it. Gets it to Graham. Graham gets a little screen from Dumler to free her up from Kent, and then she gets the ball to Croxford, and she wheels across half court, backs her way down, spins back to the left hand, up and in. Nice job. A little five-foot hook shot there with the left hand by Croxford. Went to her right down the key and then spun back to the left hand right in front of the rim and knocked down the little shorty. There's a high dribble. Gets away with it from Gabriel. Now to number 11, that's Castro, and she drives to the basket and scores down the left side of the key. No defense there on Castro that time. Croxford being bumped, gets passed now and backs out. Now that goes down low to McLean. McLean puts it up, draws a foul on Jacobucci. So McLean back to the line. She just missed a couple. She needs to focus a little bit better. She has a good stroke from the foul line when she takes her time. Just looked like she really wasn't focused on those last two foul shots. Just kind of threw them up there a little too quick. This time, it's perfect. It's more what I would expect out of Shaylin. Her first point of the second half here, 5:53 to go in the third quarter. Warriors with a comfortable lead, 43-16. McLean will have another. That one looks good. Oh, that one rims in and out. That was a good-looking one. Graham with the rebound, puts it back up. She misses. And that was a good offensive rebound by Keeley, but she found herself in a position where she couldn't get the ball on the backboard and kind of threw it up and over the rim in an attempt to draw contact, I think. Bulldog basketball. Going to be brought up by Santillan. Santillan, top of the key extended, goes left side to Kent. Kent starts to drive on Graham, picks up a dribble and goes to Mann at the high post. Mann now in the left corner to Garcia. Garcia tries to find the cutter, and it's stolen away by Dumler. Dumler to Croxford. Croxford ahead to Graham. Graham bounce pass to McLean. Lays it up and in. What a nice wrap-around right-handed bounce pass by Keely Graham. As she was pushing down the left side, they had a two-on-one, and she reached back around, made a nice bounce pass that hit Shaylin McLean in stride for the lay-in. Castro gets it to gets it to Kent, and Kent gets around and scores down on the baseline. Graham with the ball, 45-18 Warriors, 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. McLean pops out on the right side, now goes corner to Croxford. Head fake, goes baseline, draws contact, she'll go to the line for two. Morgan Croxford, a little head fake from the three-point line, got her man to bite enough to go past her. Got into traffic, drew contact as she went up for the shot. And she'll shoot two. Third team foul on Woodburn here in the second half. Croxford short on the foul shot. She is 0 for 4 from the foul line today so far. There's just no reason for it. Morgan, I've watched her shoot many times in practice, and there's nothing wrong with her ability to shoot free throws. It's just a focus issue. That one was way short. This one is off to the right, and then McLean's going to get called for a loose ball foul as she is pushing down low trying to get the offensive rebound. So Croxford misses a pair, 0 for 5 from the foul line for Morgan. Other than that, it's had a stellar game. She has 14 points in the game, or 12 points in the game, but just inexplicable how poorly she's shooting at the foul line right now. She'll have to get that fixed. Santillan, ball almost stolen as she tries to get it to Kent. Graham hits the deck, gets back up. Now Kent drives all the way baseline, traveled, got away with it, kicks it back out to Santillan. Santillan swings right to Mann. Mann looking for a cutter. Flips it over to Castro. Castro goes left side. She is fouled by McLean as she penetrated down the left side of the lane, threw up a left-hand hook shot, and drew contact. So that will put Castro on the line to shoot two. 45-18 Warriors, 4.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Castro shoots a knuckleball, but it goes in. Not a bit of spin on that ball. McMullen and Hatch into the game for Andrade and Dumbler. Castro will have one more. Third team foul on the Warriors. That one rattles around. No good. Rebound by Rodriguez. Her shot blocked by McMullen. Chased down by Kent. Kent gets it to Mann. Mann now out to Santillan. Santillan working on Hatch out on top. Goes left side to Mann. Mann tries to drive on Croxford, throws up a wild shot, and that ball pulled down. Might have been blocked a little bit by Croxford. Graham comes in. Might have been a little surprised she got the ball because that was a really good pass by, I think it was Croxford on that pass. McLean makes the first. She'll have one more. Second one rims around, won't stay. Ball loose, pulled out of there by Santillan. Another missed free throw by the Warriors. Santillan works up the right side, loses the ball, chases it down the corner, gets it to Kent. Kent now to Castro. She misses the jumper from the foul line, gets her own rebound. Goes into Kent at the foul line. She penetrates down the left side, puts up a tough shot and in. Nice move by Taya Kent. She's got 10 points in the game, and she has been the offense. She has 10 of their 21. Croxford pushes up on Santillan to the corner. Tries to go into McLean, stolen away by Kent. Kent pushing back. Graham gets back on defense. Kent pulls up. Graham got a piece of that, and Croxford gets a rebound, throws it ahead to Graham down the right side. Graham ahead to McMullen. McMullen lays it up and in. Nice job by Keely Graham to find a streaking Catherine McMullen there down the left side, and McMullen with a nice touch right at the rim. There's a ball knocked away by Hatch, picked up by Bustamante. Bustamante goes into Kent. Kent throws up a wild shot with the left hand, falls to the floor, no call as Graham played good position defense there. McLean with the rebound. There's the pass from Croxford ahead to McMullen. McMullen misses a shot inside. Hatch tips it, can't get it, and Rodriguez gets the rebound. Rodriguez to Santillan. Santillan right side to Bustamante. She puts up a deep three. That one's short, and the ball out of bounds. Warrior basketball. 48-21 Amity, 1:48 to go, third quarter. Four team fouls on Woodburn, three on the Warriors. Nobody in foul trouble for either team. Croxford with the ball out there with McMullen, McLean, Hatch, and Graham. McLean, right wing extended, looking for the cutters. Nothing there, goes in the corner to Graham. Graham down low to McMullen. McMullen put the ball on the floor, and it's taken away from her by Castro. Castro ahead to Santillan. Santillan trying to get past Croxford, does. Nice fake to the left and then takes it up with the right hand and scores. That's a nice move by Santillan all the way. I think that was Santillan ended up scoring there. Graham with the ball, right angle to Croxford extended. Goes in the corner to McMullen. Croxford cuts through. McMullen looks for McLean coming from the high post to the low post. She misses a shot. And then we've got a jump ball as McLean ties up number 14, Santillan. Going to be Amity basketball out of bounds. Into the game for the Warriors. Looks like. Who just came in? Kendall Courtney just came in. I couldn't tell from the backside. I'm looking at a ponytail. That's all I've got. Courtney into the game. There's a missed jumper by Graham. It goes bounces high, goes up over the backboard and out of bounds. So Courtney Kendall into the game. First time I think she's had some varsity action this year. So exciting moment for the freshman guard. She's out there with Hatch and Graham, McLean, and Croxford. Bustamante, left side to Castro, misses the jumper, rebound by Croxford. Croxford comes out of there dribbling, weaves her way up through midcourt. Man-to-man defense by Woodburn. Croxford, bounce pass to Kendall. Kendall misses the short jumper, rebound by McLean, puts it up and in. Good job by Shaylin. Courtney a little nervous there, I think, on her first varsity shot. Shot an air ball from about 6 feet, but she's a kid that works hard, puts 100% in practice every day, good attitude. It's going to become a nice little player, I think. There's a missed jump shot and rebound by Bustamante on the weak side. She takes it up and puts it in over Kendall. Bustamante with her first basket of the game. I wanted to say that name a lot today, Bustamante for three or something like that. So it's a great shooter's name. Kendall, foul line back out to Croxford, 23-footer at the buzzer, no good. And Morgan telling Courtney, hey, I was getting that to you so you could have the last shot, not me. And Courtney didn't realize, I think, there was that little bit of time left and passed up on the shot to get it back to the junior. All right, that is the end of three quarters with the score Amity 50 and Woodburn 25. We'll take a quick commercial break and be right back.
Need to dig a trench or plan a wedding? Your first stop needs to be Botten's Equipment and Event Rental. From a cotton candy machine to a trencher and everything in between. At Botten's, your family. 2800 Northeast Lafayette Avenue in Mac. 472-1559. Street Level Radio, KLYC, reminding you to pick up your copy of The Bulletin Board. It's a weekly publication serving Sheridan, Willamina, and Grand Ronde. It's free, comes out every Wednesday, and is filled with information and activities and advertising supporting the West Valley. We get a lot of our information from The Bulletin Board. Good folks there in the West Valley. Free, pick one up today. Again, serving Sheridan, Willamina, Grand Ronde, and available each and every Wednesday. AM 1260 KLYC is Street Level Radio.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Woodburn Basketball, Warriors leading 50-25. One quarter to go here in the second round game at the Staten High School Tournament. Kent down low, spins to her left hand, puts it up and in on Graham. She's gone to that. She's a lefty, and Graham played her to go to the left, and she did. I think sometimes you just forget when you're playing a lefty sometimes. Ball knocked out of bounds by Kent. It'll be Warrior Basketball. Far side of the baseline, right in the corner. Make her take it in. Full court man pressure. There's a quick pass into Graham at half court. Graham brings it up the right side, gets a little screen from McLean, and the ball stolen away by Centillon. She weaves her way up through some traffic, crosses over at half court. Hatch picks her up. She gets it to Bustamante, into Castro, back to Bustamante, looking for the cutter, goes high post, off the hands of Oliva and out of bounds. Warrior basketball right in front of the Woodburn bench here on the right side of the court. I sit behind the scorer's table up at the back row here, about 10 rows up. Croxford dribbles into traffic, kicks it back out to Courtney Kendall. Now to Hatch. Hatch back out on top to Croxford. Croxford, nice pass baseline to Graham. She can't hit it. And McLean gets a tough offensive rebound, puts it back up and in. Shaylin just overpowering the smaller lineup from Woodburn. Santillan picks up her dribble. Traveled, got away with it. Ball's loose, stolen away. No, can't. Keeley had it, couldn't come down with it. Castro, baseline to number six, Bustamante. She misses, and then Kent gets the loose ball and knocks down a little six-foot jumper. Kent's about all they have for offense. She has 14 points of their 29 in the game. So it's been mainly her. Hatch, left corner to Kendall. Kendall goes down to the low post to McLean. She throws it back out on a loose ball, and Kendall gets it now to Croxford. Croxford works the left side, goes to the corner, puts up a three, looks good, little off the back rim. And Bustamante comes out of there with it, pushes it up the left side. Nobody picks her up. Resets the offense at the top of the key. 5:50 to go in the game. 52-31 Warriors. McLean, right angle down on the right side. Three-pointer by Courtney Kendall. That one is short. Chases down her own rebound. Way to follow your shot, kid. Then goes back to Croxford on the right angle. Croxford works her way down on Kent. Kicks it back out to Kendall. Kendall swings it to Graham. Graham for three. Top of the key. Air ball. Picked up by Croxford. Lays it up. Misses. Kent with the rebound. Stripped by Croxford. And then knocked out of bounds. It's going to be Warrior basketball. Bustamante knocked it out of Croxford's hands out of bounds. Good job by Morgan. Kendall out. Dummler in. Courtney got her first couple of shots there in varsity action. Got a rebound to her credit. At least one, maybe two. Croxford to inbound. Trying to get a cutting Dummler. Can't do it. Ball goes out of bounds. Off of Blue. So it's going to be Warrior basketball. Ball ends up rolling behind the Warrior bench, so Reg chases it down. Warrior basketball. Dummler to inbound. Just to the left of the scorer's table. Gets it into Croxford. Croxford swings it. Nope. Was going to swing it and then doesn't. Now swings it back left side to Dummler for three. A little short. Kent with the rebound. Throws it ahead to Santillan. Santillan backs down. Goes up with the left hand. Misses. Dummler with the rebound. Tries to get it to Graham. Keeley chases it down on the sideline. Pushes it up the left side. Now back to the middle at the top of the key and weaves her way through some traffic. Swings it to Hatch. Hatch, 18-footer short. McLean with the rebound to Dummler. Dummler, 15-footer, no good. And Kent with the rebound. Kent gets the ball to Gabrielle into the game, and she's knocked to the ground by Graham. Gets three on Keeley, three or four on her. Maylin Williams going to check into the game, and she replaces Keeley. Keeley looked a little winded out there. Played, 8 minutes of the third quarter and then 3 minutes and 15 seconds of this quarter without a break, and so Reg going to get her a little blow there on the sideline and talk to her a little bit about what he wants to see on the offensive end, I think, probably. Short jumper missed by Woodburn. Rebound by Croxford. Croxford always trying to push the ball up the floor. Nobody looking, though. Croxford wheels all the way to the foul line. Pulls up. Takes her own shot. Misses that. Kent with the rebound. Kent gets the ball in the hands of Gabriel. Gabriel traveled. Got away with it. Just picked up the ball and took an extra step. Now they go into the post player. She kicks it back out. And there's a jumper by Gabriel. No good. Rebound by McLean. McLean to Croxford, 4 minutes left in the game, 52-31 Warriors. Croxford sets up the offense. Out to McLean on the right wing. Croxford cuts through. Dummler cuts through. Now they swing it back left side to Croxford. Croxford finds McLean, cut to the basket, can't hang on to it. That pass is a little bit behind her. That one's on Morgan. Morgan had her and threw the ball a little behind her, and as Shaylin was cutting. So Shaylin's looking for the initial cutters on the right wing. And then after they reversed the ball, Shaylin cut from the right wing, cut baseline, and Morgan had her and just threw it a little bit behind her. Shaylin couldn't handle it, and she gets tied up. So on the jump ball, it's going to be alternating possession of Woodburn. And we've got a blocking foul on Hatch as Santillan tries to drive down the left side. Don't forget, 4:30 this afternoon, Warrior boys will take on the Woodburn boys, who defeated Blanchette yesterday. Should be a very good matchup. Woodburn, a top 15 ranked 5A team. There's a short shot by Gabriel, and she makes it. She's got 5 points in the game. Maritza Gabriel. Should be a good boys matchup today. A lot of length on both teams. There's a three-pointer. Maylin Williams in the right corner. She misses. Kent with the rebound. Warriors played exceptionally well against YC yesterday, except for foul shooting. There's a shot blocked by Croxford, picked up by Dummler. Gets it back to Croxford. Fakes right, goes left up the side. Going all the way to the basket. Now bounce pass to McLean. McLean lays it up and misses. Comes up a little short, gets her own rebound. Goes up strong again, draws the foul. Shaylin just not a lot of hop in her step, having a hard time getting the ball up and getting off the ground with it today. Little flat-footed all day for Shaylin. But didn't play yesterday, didn't play first quarter today, and just mentally not quite where she needs to be probably today. She misses the foul shot. And that's showing up at the foul line for her. She is 2-for-7 from the foul line today. That one doesn't even hit the rim. It's to the right. And so there's something going on between the ears there for Shay Lynn at the foul line. She's pretty frustrated as she walks off the floor. A little embarrassed, I think, and irritated with herself for not doing a better job at the foul line as she drops to 2 for 8 from the foul line on the day. Santillan, high post to Gabriel. Gabriel fakes the shot, starts to drive, kicks it out to Bustamante. Bustamante goes to Jacobucci on the left side. Now back out on top to Gabriel. Gabriel resets the offense, gets a little screen, goes, tries to go low post and throws a bad pass out of bounds. Warrior basketball, 2:28 to go here in the fourth quarter, and 5 subs in for Woodburn. They just don't have, they have, you know, maybe one girl over 5'9 on their team, and just not a lot of size, a lot of 5'6, 5'5 girls. Not a good shooting team at all, really a struggling 5A program. I mean, they don't look much better than a decent 1A team. Dummler with the ball, right wing, goes baseline to the cutter, Graham, and she misses. She almost had her own rebound. Keeley missed a point-blank lay-in there, uncontested. Rebound by Woodburn. Mann with the ball, works up the left side, picks up her dribble on Hatch, throws it out on top to Rodriguez. She puts up a 3, no good. Dummler trying to get the rebound and can't hold on to it. Ball is loose on the floor. Morrison with the rebound. And we got a timeout taken by Reg. He'll want to set a few things up here for the last minute 48. Maybe has a couple other players going in. I don't know what he's doing here. Try to figure out. It's going to be a full timeout. So we're going to take a quick break also. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KOYC.
The home of quality Napa brand parts. When you want quality and you want experienced people to help you out, it's Davison Auto Parts. Several locations in Yamhill County, including in McMinnville. Davison Auto Parts says, go McMinnville Grizzlies.
Since 1922, First Federal has been providing Yamhill County homeowners with secure and local home loan options. Their mortgages have been trusted by generations of homeowners and are managed locally by people you know. When you choose First Federal, your money stays in Yamhill County. Visit their Amity branch at 110 Maddox Street or go online to www.firstfedweb.com to learn more. First Federal, they're here for you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Tim Harsma at Country Financial takes the time to get to know his customers. He knows that every situation is unique, and his goal is to understand your goals so he can help you be confident about your financial security and your future. Contact Tim Harsma at Country Financial today at 503-565-2043. All right, we're back for the final 1:48 here in the game. We've got Morrison, Williams, Plummer, Brown, and Maples on the floor for the Warriors. Williams with the ball, brings it across half court, swings it left to Maples. Maples at the left angle, looking for the cutter, finds Morrison. Morrison with the left hand, can't score. Rebound by Rodriguez. Rodriguez gets it to Mann. She fumbles it a little bit. Now she pushes it up the middle of the floor, picked up by Williams at the top of the key. Mann trying to figure out where she wants to go. Tries to go low post. Not sure who that is with the ball. She takes a tough shot, misses it. The ball's tipped loose. Rebound by number 12. That is, I can't keep up with that. Morrison with the lay-in and puts it up and in. Nice pass from Brown. I couldn't find that number close enough or quick enough for that. Morrison with her second bucket of the game. Robbie's got 4 points, 54-33. We'll try to do better there. Castro with the ball, right angle, pump fakes. Morrison drives to the hoop, puts it up with the left hand. No good. Morrison with a rebound. Job by Robbie. And then she throws it over Sam Brown's head, kind of behind her and out of bounds. She thought Brown was going to cut up the sideline, and Brown cut back towards her. A little miscommunication there between the seniors. 53 seconds to go. Rodriguez to inbound it. Gets it into Mann. Mann picks up her dribble, swings left to Castro, puts up a deep 2, no good. Good box out there by the Warriors. Brown comes out of there with it, holds it up, and then gets it to Plummer. Plummer, 40 seconds to go, goes to Maples on the right wing. She starts to penetrate, tries to get the shot up, blocked by Rodriguez. Ball loose on the floor, picked up by somebody from Woodburn, and they get it ahead to Castro. Castro working on Williams, goes all the way with the left hand, no good. Rebound by Brown. Brown to Williams, 24 seconds to go, 54-33 Warriors. Just a pass ahead to Plummer. Plummer, nice bounce pass to Maples. Ball slapped away, but she stepped out of bounds. That was Castro. Nice hustle by number 11 from Woodburn. Get down there and knock that ball away. Had the steal, but stepped out of bounds. Maples to trigger it in to Williams. Williams looks at a 3 from left angle. No good off the back of the rim. Ball loose, picked up by number three, Rojas. Rojas tries to dribble up the left sideline. Plummer cuts her off. There's the pass ahead to Mann. Mann down the left wing. Puts up a tough shot. No good. Brown with another rebound. Four or five rebounds today for Sam Brown off the bench. And that is the end of the game. Final score, Amity 54 and Woodburn 33. Good win for the Warriors against a 5A squad. And nice to get a win. They shot like it was early morning. Struggled from the three-point line, only hitting, I think, one three-pointer all day. Shayla McLean had six at halftime. She finished with 14 in the game. Croxford had 10 at halftime, finished with 12 in the game. Dummler finishes with 10. Graham with 6. Brown 2. McMullen 2. Malin Williams 2. Robbie Morrison with 4. I think I hit everybody there. Hannah Hatch had 2. I don't know if I said her or not. And also action in the game from just about everybody. And so Jenna Lopez, Emily Maples, Alyssa Plummer, Courtney Kendall, Talia Andrade, Kendrick Knuth, everybody in the game that I think was dressed today. So that's always nice. All right, hey, 4:30 today. We'll be back on the air here as the Warrior boys take on the Woodburn boys in what promises to be a very, very exciting, entertaining, highly energetic game. Watched Woodburn play about a quarter and a half yesterday against Blanchette, and they're a good team. Good team with a lot of length, a lot of athleticism. Should match up well with the Warriors. Should be a good test for this 3A.
The Better Business Bureau, and ready to go to work for you right now. It's D&D Electrical McMinnville.